You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
That's funny. What does it sound like?
Awareness of HIV has been on the decline in the last few years, despite the numbers of cases actually being on the rise. One woman who is seeking to change that is Lynn Parent, who is holding events across Auckland to raise awareness. I spoke with Lynn and Stephen Petch about their campaign and started by asking why they felt the issue was so important.
I've got an amazing invested interest because I've been HIV positive for 25 years now, and I'm a heterosexual. I'm a mother of two children and married to a Kiwi, live in Greylin, Auckland. Unfortunately, I got HIV through a tattoo in Portobello Road in London, so I was quite lucky at the time that I found out how I got HIV and what to do about it within 8 weeks of actually seroconverting, which is what happens when the antibodies attack the system.
Why is it so important to distinguish between heterosexual
and gay people? And New Zealand now has an epidemic. Otago University released their statistics in March, the end of March this year of 2016, that there has been a climbing rate of more people who are contracting HIV than 1985, which I believe could be the fact that men are bi and women are bi and there's more sex around. And basically, no one's talking about HIV and AIDS because people are not dying from it as readily as they were in the 80s, so that's the reason. And a few people, friends of mine, have died from it in the last 2 or 3 years, and they're women, and that was because they were not given a HIV test, because most doctors say it's not for you.
So do you think because there are drugs available now and treatment, yeah, do you think that there's a complacency towards HIV?
Totally, absolutely, 100%.
And how damaging do you think this is for both women and men,
be honest? It's a climbing rate now. I mean, gay men are much more responsible in a way that they use condoms. We're the highest condom usage in the world, apparently. And gay men use condoms very readily. But the contractual people who don't know their HIV, who don't use condoms because they're not getting tests, because there's stigma against it. So there's too much fear in getting a test. So my whole thing is, I've got a great campaign going now where everyone's going to wear T-shirts in Freiburg Place, which is cap it, don't get it, wrap it, test it, be responsible. So that's a big marketing campaign that I'm pushing.
So you're doing a big campaign. Can you tell me a bit about the events that you've got coming up?
Yeah. Today is Tuesday, and tomorrow I've booked the Vodka Room in Ponsonby, 5 Rose Road, and there are a few tickets left. And it starts at 6, and I've held celebrity T-shirts for about 13 years at home, and I've decided to release them. So I'm putting on an amazing champagne, Brown's beer, and Budweiser water, and a French champagne. People at the door walk in, and then we have this amazing, beautiful transgender woman called Kel Griffiths, who's going to share her story over about 15-20 minutes. And with Stephen Petch, who's to my right, who's flown over all the way over from Cranley, Surrey, England, to sing one of his beautiful songs, or an Italian song, I'm not sure yet.
Amor ti vieta.
He's going to sing that, and then we go into a crazy world of modern fashion show, which is being run by Mike and Stuart, who's ex-Fashion New Zealand, Fashion Week in New Zealand, and she's produced a show where we have 10 models and 20 T-shirts coming down, and the great thing about it, they're all going to be auctioned off them. So we've got Ben Plumley from Art and Object, who is going to auction the T-shirts off the models on a plinth, and then I've been very lucky to be given the most unbelievable artwork from New Zealand designers like Greer Twiss, Sabine Pope, full 1 meter by 1 meter artworks, originals, Dick Frizzell, Mike Peter, who actually is my cousin, does the beautiful black and white cows, and his partner Vicky Fanning, who's done this amazing glass pillow, which is just, it's unbelievable. So that's from the Vivian Gallery. They've kind of donated
these
amazing, wonderful things. So they'll all be auctioned, and that money purely goes for this campaign that I'm doing and to put on a bigger and better event next year.
So is this the first year you've done this event?
This is the first of the events.
Yeah.
First of one of the events. events. The second one is on World AIDS Day, which is Freiburg Place, which has been renovated, where we've got the lovely Stephen Petch, who's going to be singing at 1 o'clock with Dust Palace. So it's a public event for everyone.
Wow.
And at the Ella Melville Centre, there will be Body Positive, Positive Women, UC and AIDS Foundation, who will offer people free testing. They won't find out their results until the next week. If they have no results, they don't get contacted. And the people that take the tests will be getting a free little lunch. So it will be, you know, beautiful food, beautiful ice creams from Dr. Feelgood.
Why is it important to get tested?
Because everyone's got to be responsible. It's like, you know, if you have sex with someone and you think you're pregnant, you go and get a pregnancy test. And it's the first thing you do. No one goes to a doctor. They go to Countdown, Pack and Save, New World, and go and get a pregnancy test to find out if they're pregnant. And if people are having unprotected sex, you know, there's so many STD problems now in New Zealand, in the world, that, to be honest, condoms have got to be start getting sexy. And that's my campaign. I'm trying to make condoms sexy.
So do you think there's a stigma around
getting tested?
Huge. And that you know, it's fine to get tested for STDs, so we should be really treating HIV like an STD.
Absolutely. And, you know, it blows me away that you go to your family planning and they don't offer you an HIV and Hep C test or gonorrhea and a syphilis test. Why wouldn't you want to know? Or on a yearly basis, like a Wellman's check when they go to the doctor, or women's. But, you know, we have breast screening and we have smears once a year or once every 2 years. Why are people not getting tested?
What's your biggest hope to achieve out of these events?
Massive openness, huge responsibility, taking away stigma and enjoying life to the full, but being protected.
Any final words?
After the t-shirts and the art auction, Stephen Petch is singing. I'm not sure what songs yet, but he's singing. And then Dust Palace are coming, they're Ubering from the Otia Square, from the rehearsals, their 14-hour rehearsals. They're coming fully clothed, fully made up. They're like Cirque du Soleil. And they're coming through the door of Vodka Room about 9 o'clock, and they're literally trapezing from a ceiling, which has never been done in an Auckland restaurant before. So it'll be amazing.
Amazing.
So this is a free event, you know, it's pretty good. And then we've got Dick Frizzell, who's given us his one-piece artwork, which we've just got 100 T-shirts. So it'll be one of 100 to 100, which will be limited editions to be bought of that night. And that's it.
Amazing.
So quite an amazing thing. Then we've got burlesque dancers at the end, which will just completely change the genre of anything.
It sounds like a fantastic event.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with the campaign and with Lynn?
It's quite interesting, really. My partner, in fact, runs a community transport business back in Cranley in Surrey, and I help her out with it sometimes during the day to top up the money. And one of her clients happens to be Lynn's mother. And as you do when you're talking to somebody, you know, you find out a little bit about each other. And she found out I was a singer. I have been for many, many years. I turned professional quite a few years ago now. And she said to her daughter, Lynn, you know, you've got to get this guy over to support you in this event, because he's, you know, he's got a pretty nice voice, which is nice of her to say so.
Always
and
all, nice.
And it's always good. I like publicity like that. That's really kind of how it all started. You know, so Lynn got in touch with me. We had a few Skype calls and she invited me to come over. And, I have to say, it's incredible privilege, actually, to be involved in an event such as this. I think it's so important. I think, you know, the whole awareness thing really needs to reach a new level. Mm. And I have, you know, the biggest regard for Lynn for making this, I think, almost her life's work for the last 20 years, and this really needs to culminate in something positive. So it's a tremendous privilege to be part of the event. I'm delighted to be singing. Got a few operatic songs I'd like to sing during the event. Still working out the run list. really looking forward to it. And, it'll be great to be part of not just the Vodka Room event, but also the Freiburg Place, which I think is going to be a fantastic, fantastic gig.
They are nicking our shit. They totally are.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.